Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
We're happy to have Carrie Rodriguez and Luke Jacobs back in the studio. Welcome back, guys.
Hey, Maggie. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. It's great to see you again and excited about the show tonight. It's over at Natalie's. Standing room only. Table seating is sold out. We'll have some tickets to give away and their CDs after we do the session here this afternoon that we'll chat a bit. And here's some songs that they're going to play for us today and maybe tonight. We'll see. We'll have them give us the skinny on what's going to happen tonight over at Natalie's. 9:30 showtime, Natalie's in Worthington. And let's get started with a song. Is this something new or something a little older?
Brand new, Maggie. We have not recorded this yet, but it'll be on my upcoming album. And I'm working on a record that is inspired by Mexican music from the past. Music that my family has recorded, ranchera music. So I'm recording half in Spanish and half songs that we've written in English and Spanish.
Excellent.
Luke helped me write this song. The chorus is in Spanish, so I'm going to give you a quick translation. It says, caricias, caricias, las quiero más que tus palabras. That means caresses, caresses, I want them more than your words.
Beautiful.
Here we go.
What I'm waiting for
So beautiful. It's Carrie Rodriguez and Luke Jacobs joining us live from Studio A. They'll perform tonight over at Natalie's Coal Fire Pizza and Live Music in Worthington. And we'll have some tickets to give away after the session. They've got a couple more to play for us live and some more stories to tell. Showtime's at 9:30. And, well, that's a brand new song we just heard from. And been working on this new album. That when can folks expect to get their hands on it?
Well, we're going to start fundraising for it in May. And record it right after that, and hopefully early next year.
Okay.
It'll be out.
All right. And been busy as well with your work with Luke on his brand new CD, too. So tell us a little bit about that.
That's right. Well, Carrie Rodriguez agreed to produce my first ever record, and that worked out great. She's really good at telling people what to do.
Yep, I am.
Put together a real good band, and we recorded Velvet Afterfeel. I'm really proud of it.
And we'll have a copy of that to give away, as well as their latest live CD, Live at the Cactus, along with a pair of tickets for the almost sold-out show, Standing Room Only, over at Natalie's. And, well, Carrie was just on guitar, but now she's going to step up on the violin here. And, well, she's played with some of our favorites, Lucinda Williams, John Prine, Chip Taylor, and Bill Frisell, who... My gosh, you'll know, a lot of people know him as an esteemed guitar player, composer, and when he calls on you to play surf rock or compose music, improv. So I guess give us a little bit about your training. I know you started off at a young age with the violin.
Yeah, I started with Suzuki violin lessons when I was 5. And, yeah, I played classical music mostly through my teens, but growing up in Austin, I was exposed to so many different kinds of music. So I started dabbling in improvising and fiddle tunes, and... actually went to school in Ohio. My freshman year was at Oberlin Conservatory.
Oh, yeah.
And that first year, I just found myself listening to a lot of country music in my dorm room and playing along with bluegrass records instead of practicing Tchaikovsky like I was supposed to be doing. So I decided to really make a switch. And at that point, I went to the Berklee College of Music and dove into, you know, learning about jazz and all different kinds of fiddle music. And
nice.
That's just led me to this. I mean, I never thought about singing at that time either. Just thought I'd be a side woman.
Well, no, now you're in the forefront there, girl.
Just worked out that way.
So tell us about them when you started writing your own songs to be that voice and on your own releases.
Yeah, it was just a part of a journey. I really wasn't looking to be a songwriter at all. My first gig was with Chip Taylor, who is one of our country's finest songwriters, mm-hmm. Not just because he wrote Wild Thing and Angel of the Morning, which are great songs, but he's written hundreds of country and folk and ballads. And so he hired me to play fiddle and said, Carrie, I want you to sing a little harmony. I was very shy. I was, you know, 22, fresh out of music school, trembling when I would sing. But he liked something kind of natural in my voice because it wasn't studied. And pretty soon we were making a duet record within a year, and then making more and touring all over Europe and here. And
the way things fall into place.
Yeah. He encouraged me to write my first song, and that's how it started.
Well, we're happy to have you back. It's always a pleasure. They've got a couple more to play for us. And like I said, we'll have those tickets and CDs to give away after the session here today. And what's this next one you're going to do?
Well, this is one of Luke's songs from his new record, and it is about my hometown of Austin, which is where Luke lives now. You should tell him what inspired this.
Well, I moved to Austin 5 years ago, along with, I think, 500,000 other people.
Yeah.
So that city's really growing. In the 70s, it was a haven for the hippie cowboys,
yeah.
And now there's a new group moving in. And last year, about this time, South by Southwest was happening, and we were out of town. And I had started this song, and then we heard about that terrible tragedy.
Right, right.
Of a drunk driver driving his car through a barricade and killing a few folks, which was really tragic. And I kind of knew how to finish it, and so this is a duet that we put on here, and thinking about those people this time of year. It's called Austin. All the bearded boys in the summer sun, with vintage boots just like loaded guns, pointed straight at you in a double dare.
It's your move. Have you ever cared, Austin?
Oh, Austin, I love you still. You're a restless knight on a sleeping pill. Oh, Austin, if I called your name, would you turn around? Would it be the same?
Could it be the same? That night she took my hand beneath a starless sky. While indie bands sang his angel's side, that's when the barricade blew. The barricade blew. And the river ran red. As the city grew to lose its innocence, oh my God, Austin.
Oh, Austin, I love you still. You're a restless knight on a sleeping pill. Oh, Austin, if I called you, turn around, could it be the same?
It is Kerry Rodriguez and Luke Jacobs live from Studio A, that track Austin, and it's off Luke's brand new release, Velvet After Feel, with Kerry Rodriguez and stepping up as a producer on that one. And I'm sure you can get your hands on it tonight at the show over at Natalie's, and as well as their latest release together, their live CD, Live at the Cactus, and others that they've put out there with, this is Luke's solo release, but he's played with other bands as well. And we don't know. We'll be focused on the new one right now, right?
That's enough for now.
And then be on the lookout for Carrie's new one to come out soon. And also the American Fiddle Workshop. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah. That's a first for me. I've taught at fiddle camps in the past, but for the first time I'm hosting my own. It's just a day-long fiddle camp. But I hope I'm starting in Austin. Okay. It's April 12th for any folks who might be around. It'll be a 3-hour long fiddle workshop. I talk about my favorite fiddlers, certain solos that I think are fantastic and why, teaching them fiddle tunes, and we're going to jam together.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's something my goal is to take it on the road. So when I go to do a show, it would be such a fun way to meet, the string community in a town, to do a show, and maybe the day before or after do one of these fiddle workshops.
The workshops before you head. Yeah. Before or after your gig that night. That's cool. Well, I hope that works out for you well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And, lead folks who might be interested in going to Austin for that, where would they check that out?
Sure.
On your website, right?
On my website. There's a link right on the website that says American Fiddle Workshop. So click on there. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you again. Always a pleasure to have you guys here. Really appreciate it.
Thanks. Thank you, Maggie.
Mm-hmm. And we'll do that CD and ticket giveaway after they take us out with this last song. The show tonight at Natalie's in Worthington, starting at 9:30. Thanks again. What's this last one you're going to do?
This is called Frio en el Alma. It means cold in the soul. It's a song that my great aunt, her name was Eva Garza. She was a fantastic recording artist back in the 40s and 50s. She recorded this, and it inspired me to work out my own version of it.
Nice.
There you go. Para nunca volver. Frío en el alma desde que tú te fuiste. Sombras y angustias sobre mi corazón. Qué loco empeño de revivir las cosas de un pasado ya muerto, del fantasma de ayer. Frío en el alma, ¿por qué no estás conmigo? Pena que llevo como una maldición. Le he pedido a la que tú vuelvas, porque si tú no vuelves, me matará. Estás conmigo, pena que llevo como una maldición. Le he pedido a la Virgen que tú vuelvas, porque si tú no vuelves, me matarás.